For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Barcelona-based engineer Sergei Santos has created a sex doll named Samantha that is equipped with the latest in artificial intelligence. Samantha responds when the user touches her hands and hips by saying positive statements like, "I love this," and "nice and gentle." According to Santos...
You make it so, so creepy.
According to Santos, basically she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction. She has romantic, she has family, and she also has sexy modes. Santos said she is programmed to want romance first and then get comfortable
before
getting
sexual.
Exactly. He designed a sex robot that could turn you down.
Just like a woman, yeah.
The final objective of the sexual mode is to give her an orgasm, said Santos. And does anybody want to guess how much Samantha would cost?
$2,000.
I'm going to guess no. I'm saying that's extremely low. I'm going to guess more on 10 grand for one of those.
Oh, well. Carmen?
Sex robot.
I'm gonna
say $5,000.
Oh, JoJo.
I'm sorry. What was the question? I wasn't listening to you.
How much would you pay for a sex robot with artificial intelligence?
Oh, I wouldn't.
No,
if you had to.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, if I have to, $1.
Wow,
that's cool.
I mean,
a lot of self confidence right there.
Carmen nailed
like
it. $5,300.
That's
okay.
It.
$5,300.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been saving up.
You got pretty excited about that.
I think I could do it.
I would love a sex doll. I'm being 100% honest. I would love a sex doll.
And we actually have a little bit of Samantha talking to Alexis.
Samantha,
what's up?
Romantic.
Now then, do you want to get romantic?
Yes.
Alexa, switch on the living room lights to 40%.
Okay.
Alexa, play love songs on Pandora.
Get in your love songs station from Pandora. Love songs radio.
Now then,
she'll even set the mood for you.
Wow.
It is so weird.
No. If I built my own robot, I'm on everything I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna have to woo that robot.
That's what, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now. We're just getting out of nitty gritty.
But
and afterwards, you got to go in the closet.
But think about this though, because I was thinking about it after you said it. You might say that now because you don't want to have to woo a sex robot, but there will come a time where you're just bored with it. So the making you work for it adds a little bit extra to where you're like, all right, now I gotta challenge.
That's
it.
What
and I bet they have
for.
The settings where it's like easy, medium, and hard. Hard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you can vary how much effort you actually have to put into picking her up.
I want a sex doll.
Okay, but you have to do all the work.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much work is a doll going to do?
Mostly men do all the work during sex, in my opinion, anyways.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm not saying all the time that's what happens, but I'm saying the majority of the time.
I work hard.
It's 80-20.
I'm not saying that women aren't doing stuff, but I'm saying men are doing the majority of the thrusting.
No, I will let you know right now, I have made Blaine so lazy. It is ridiculous. Not that now whenever he has to actually do any thrusting, he's just like, I'm okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, it's ridiculous. But I personally
Your stock has gone up way high. It's going up way high.
I personally like being on top.
Well, but I'm not saying women don't do work during sex. I'm just saying traditionally, in most relationships, men are doing the majority of the work, whether it is sex in the style of dogs or, you know,
I'm gonna say this.
We have to hold ourselves up. That's
working. Exhausting.
Okay, listen.
I
don't have a lot of upper body strength, so when I have to be in doggy style position, it takes a lot of effort to hang out there for a while.
I find the guys have to do 80% of the hard stuff. The girl stuff is easy for me.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never done it, but that stuff is, your girl's got it easy. I'm sorry.
Please.
Have you ever been on your knees before? That is not easy work,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I have.
It is not fun. It is not easy. So
it's kind of fun, but we do it.
Anybody that has this on top of them grunting away, that's not easy work.
Thank you.
Sweat pouring into their face.
Please don't make me envision that.
It's too late. I feel like I could already taste it.
I was on half chub and now it's gone forever. It's never coming back again. Miller, get off of me. You got to do some close-grip triceps. You know, I'm a big man, but I got the triceps, dog.
Oh,
the triceps,
my God.
To keep it off. You got to keep it off.
You got it.
You just can't flop, Miller. He's flopping.
Why do you smell like maple?
I ate a lot of pancakes.
Delicious.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything sadder than a lonely man cleaning out a sex doll?
I forgot about the cleaning up.
That has to be so depressing.
No, but I mean, like, what if he's, like, a really, really rich and he's choosing to be lonely and that's just, like, his...
But he's not lonely if he's got a sex doll, right? If that makes you not lonely, you officially have...
Right. Like, on the weekend, he gets real girls. On the weekdays, he's like, I gotta go to bed early. I don't want to have to kick them out.
How rich?
If you're that rich, you can kick them out.
How rich?
Like, real
rich. How rich?
Like, Derek Jeter rich?
I mean...
Allegedly Derek Jeter.
If you're Derek Jeter rich and you're single and you don't answer anybody... I got a lot of different scenarios that are better than pulling somebody out of my closet. That's
rubber.
Yeah,
you're right in your left hand.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm jumping on a private jet. I'm not going elsewhere.
Yep.
Running.
I'm going to,
he's lazy.
Columbia.
He's traveled the world. He doesn't want to move from his bed. He just wants to.
A doll, though?
I mean, it's better
than. No, there's no excuse. You're a sociopath. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, no, because think about it. If you're rich and you don't want to have to deal with all the drama of
that's
allegedly getting a hook.
That's what prostitutes are for.
But think about all the drama that comes with that. Charlie Sheen is a perfect example. Granted, Charlie Sheen's not the best decision maker.
You don't think he
maker,
went overboard?
But,
you don't think maybe he went a bit overboard?
But that's what I'm saying.
There's
like,
a lot of other athletes that have been caught with prostitutes. Yeah.
SugarDaddy.com is not prostitution.
Well, technically,
well, prostitutes are easy. Like, I'm not a prostitute guy. Never have been. I'm going to say that before I say the rest of this.
Me
because
either.
I used to be an athlete.
Yeah,
okay?
Allegedly.
But prostitutes are easy.
But the fear is that they're going to run their mouths, you know.
No,
but
also prostitutes don't run their mouths. Yeah. That's part of it.
But there's a social contract with the whore.
But you guys but there are a lot of people who are out there, I don't know what the technical term is, that are very scared of catching STDs. I mean, that should be everyone's general thing.
Definitely.
Right? Well, I got some news for you. If you go grab this prostitute, or you go grab the girl from the Yucatan liquor stand, whichever one it is.
Same chances.
I agree. So that's where the sex robot comes in. You know on a Monday night when you have sex with your robot, you're not going to get herpes.
Yeah. And you know on a Tuesday morning when you're cleaning it out that your next going to move is putting a shotgun in your mouth. What's more depressing? Like,
you just put her in the dishwasher. Yeah.
Because as soon as you finish, you're disgusted with yourself. As soon as I'm done, I'm like, what is wrong with
yourself?
We use robots for everything else. You got to think about all the electronics that we already use on a daily basis between your phone and your computer and your television.
Carmen, I'm not knocking a sex robot.
I'm knocking a sex robot for somebody who has that much money.
Yes.
Because I'm going to get human interaction. Yes. And I have so much money, okay? So I'm like Scrooge McDuck, where I'm sitting with all my money. And then I'll make the girl who I'm with become a doll.
Yeah.
I'll be like, she'll be talking. I go, okay, here's $10,000. Stop talking.
Yep.
Don't talk anymore.
Yeah. I would make her put the money in her mouth.
I mean, I just the whole doll thing is you're a sexual deviant.
Yes.
If you go to there, you go.
Yes. That's
now I see.
Yes.
Now I see. You know, the deviance part, I guess, is not bad in some circles.
You know, there sometimes it's better to just have a doll because when you have to ask strangers to do certain sexual things, there's just a level of disgust that comes with that. You know,
but you get over
it's like telling them that they smell.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
It's really awkward.
Since we had this sex talk, a doll talk. We're going to take a break here because I don't want Miss Aurelia coming after me because I'm scared. No. She's the most powerful woman in this building.
Yeah, she is.
There's
no doubt
about that. So we're going to come back and then we're going to talk about sex and transgenders and some different stuff like that. And we're having a wonderful time. And I'm going to open up the phone lines too because I have a feeling people are going to have an opinion on this stuff. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to confuse you.
Yeah.
I'm going to confuse every one of you. You're going to flip-flop, but I don't flip-flop. And you're going to be flip-flop.
I don't like it.
I know you don't like it. That's why we're going to get that done. Mike Calter Show, hanging out in studio, having a wonderful time. We'll be here till 11-ish or till Spanish and Carmen take over. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm down with that.
Let's roll them.
Yeah,
we're going with the flow, bro. That's what it's about. 102.5 The Bone is Real Raw Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.